Okay, next we have Dan Chedimak with testing containers with Python and PyTest.
Wow, thanks. You haven't heard the talk yet, but thank you. So, first, the boring part. I'm Dan. I'm a software developer working for SUSE. I do other stuff, but since we only have 15 minutes, I'm just going to jump right into the meat. And that's why should you test containers? I'm not going to answer that. Please test your containers if you deploy applications or anything else. And the first questions usually people ask is, why don't you use shell scripts? Because I mean, shell scripts, they are super portable. They run everywhere, and shell scripts are also pretty fast. And given that shell scripts run everywhere and they're so super duper portable, everyone understands them. Apparently, I'm not everyone. Because in my opinion, shell scripts are very brittle, especially once I have to do string handling. That's the point where I start to test my tests. And if I need to write tests to test my tests, I think I'm doing it wrong. You can disagree, but so let me give you the short sales pitch why you should use Python, PyTest, and especially this is about a PyTest plugin that I wrote that's called PyTest Container. So what this thing can do for you is it handles all the boring plumbing part of a test suite for a container, for containers, like pulling images, building containers, launching everything, and cleaning up, and not leaving you with terabytes of stale data. It uses the Python test infra module. In case you know Python, you know PyTest, this is more or less, this is just another convenience module to just access files, check whether there are open ports, stuff that you can do with the Python standard library, but it's just another convenience layer there. One part that took more time than I care to admit, but that I'm moderately proud about, is that the whole test suite is designed, it supports parallel test runs. So if you use the PyTest XDist plugin, it allows you to execute all your tests in parallel. So assuming you have 500 cores, you can run 500 tests in parallel. And the whole thing also works if your container images expose ports, provided you don't open 1,000 ports on each and run 500 tests in parallel, then you'll run out of free ports. But there's tools for that. If you're using Podman and not just Docker, it can also work with Podman pods. It will also work, you can also create abstractions to create container volumes, and it will clean up after itself. You can also, if you're more into the area, I have an application and I want to check whether it works not just on my box, but also on Fedora, CentOS, Debian, Arch Linux, Alpine, and whatever else there is in the world. You can just define a set of tests and you tell the plugin on which container images to execute them, and it will do that for you. So that allows you to have the same set of tests and run that on different containers, which would be that would be more into the area that you are looking to test an application. It works with Podman Docker. You just change it by changing an environment variable. And if you happen to be in the lucky position to support enterprise-grade software that's very stable, hence very old, it still works with Python 3.6 and on all the important architectures, which took also more time than I care to admit. So let's just take a look at a very simple example. This would be just a typical Python test file with your imports. Then you define your container image. In this case, it's just the OpenSUSE tumbleweed image. And then you define a very trivial test. And in this case, what you can see here is so this stuff here, that's really where test infra shines, and it just takes a look. Okay, is etcOS release there? Very simple test, but you could do more elaborate examples. So what are possible use cases? Of course, you build just base images. You could test those. you got those applications inside containers, and another possible use case would be you have an application and you want to check whether the application works on multiple OSs, but you don't need virtual machines for that. Then you could use then you could use PyTest container for that as well. So I guess if you're in this talk, you might know a bit about PyTest, and as the name suggests, it's a Python testing framework. Otherwise, the name would be very bad. All it really does is assemble tests, so it's like unit test on steroids, executes all test functions. And one thing that PyTest container uses extensively are fixtures. If you're not known to PyTest, you probably know setup and teardown functions from all other testing frameworks, and PyTest fixtures are kind of the thing. So a fixture is really just a parameter to a test function, and it can return a certain value, and before that do some setup, give you something. In this very simple example, this is from the PyTest docs, so it would give you, it would for instance create a mock SMTP connection, and for PyTest container it gives you a connection to the already created container. And another cool thing that PyTest has is test parameterization, where you can just define multiple parameters. So in this case you would get your you would have a test and you want to execute it for all combinations of those values, so it would run your test for all the for the whole Cartesian product, so all combinations of 0, 1 and 2 and 3. Let's just jump into a few usage examples. So in case you want to build new containers, you just define yourself the base URL. You have the you define yourself the Docker file, and you create the creatively named class derived container. And so if you didn't already see, I shouldn't be in charge of naming things because I'm terrible at it, and not very creative. But so what will happen now if you pass this created class into your test function? The plugin will first pull this base image. It will build the container on top of that, launch it, pass it into this pass it into a test function, and once the test is executed, it will get cleaned up. You can also pass in other already created containers into this as a base. That all works. I have an example for that later. As I mentioned, binding free ports. You might now say, why don't you just add a parameter somewhere, okay, expose port 8000 on the host. And that works as long as you only don't launch tests in parallel. So if you want to launch, if you, for instance, want to test this specific container 5 times in parallel, you can't bind all of them to the same port. And for that, there's a relatively simple abstraction. So you just create this port forwarding class, pass it into the container, and then it will get exposed in the test. There you will get the host port, and this is inferred automatically on start of the on launch of the test. If you want to test pods, so this is very podman specific. Works rather like this. So essentially a pod is just a combination of containers, and the only really interesting part that you want to use it for is, again, port forwarding. Works exactly the same like with containers. One little catch. So far I was claiming that that your containers would be launched after the test and destroyed after the test, and that's not entirely true, because most tests don't modify the container, and then you can get away with creating your container before all tests and tearing it down after all tests, and you save actually a substantial amount of time. But if you decide to do tests like these, where you try whether rm minus rf actually works, then any subsequent test will fail and start burning. So, and therefore there's a different fixture that's called just container per test, and that will actually ensure that all that you just get a fresh container for every test, but it costs extra. So, but then you can also rm minus rf everything in your container, and the subsequent container will still kind of work. For the case where you want to run a bunch of tests, but you don't want to do the whole PyTest parameterization before that, you can just dump all your containers into a global variable that's called container images, and PyTest will do the automatic parameterization. So in this case, all the tests in the test module would get executed with all these containers, and that's, for instance, what we're doing for Kiwi test functions, where you just want to ensure, okay, they work on CentOS Stream, Fedora, Debian, Arch Linux, etc. pp. What I hinted on previously, that's dependencies between containers, which is essentially just you want to build a container based on another one, which would essentially be just you would split up your Docker file. This might sound like maybe a weird idea at first, but it can be relatively useful if you want to check different base images and then build stuff on top of them, or you decide to modify your base image. So we have used this relatively extensively in the BCI test suite, and you can simply create containers that derive from others and that derive from others, and you can do this relatively extensively. Just don't add loops, that will not work. In case you want to check whether, for instance, the environment in your container is still what you expect, or some config, and you don't want to mess with the JSON that Docker Inspect or Podman Inspect gives you, that's also to a certain extent implemented. So you'll get a Python usable version of the inspect of a container, where you can, for instance, check what's the user in there, what's the CMD of this container, is there something in the environment, and other stuff. Since I'm nearly out of time, I'm going to jump over this, since it's not really that interesting, actually. One important thing is, if you create an application in your container, applications usually take time to launch. Please use health checks. Health checks are cool. I know they are not part of the OCI spec. That's a bummer. But please use health checks. Because if you start using a test suite and you yourself execute a test manually, you launch your container, you try to curl whether your application is there and it all works, and then you automate it and it suddenly fails, because the machine is much faster than you are. And your application is simply not up there. What PyTest container supports, if your container image has a health check defined, it will wait until the container is healthy. And as long as it's not healthy, it will not execute your test. If it becomes unhealthy, your test immediately fails. So if you add a health check into your container file, or if it's just in the image, then it will wait and it will start execute the test, and you can always be sure that your container will be healthy. And if you don't want that for whatever reason, then you can just say, okay, I don't care about health checks. Then you just define the timeout to be -1, or you comment the health check out, but well, and then your container might still be starting, or it might be unhealthy. As I said, by default, it will pick Podman, but you can just use Docker. And what I'm, as I said, moderately proud is, you can just run your tests in parallel. That also works with port forwardings, so that can save you a lot of time. unless all your container builds run themselves in parallel, so then you're not going to save a lot. The thing cleans up very well after itself, so if you create containers or volumes or pods or temporary directories, all that gets cleaned up. Images and intermediate layers are retained, because otherwise it would just take forever and ever. There's a few people that use it. Most of them are those that I bullied into that. But maybe you find this useful, and you will be on this list. And since I'm out of time, thank you.